الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, "For as long as a mu'min, a believer, recites salat and durood upon me, the malaika, the angels, continue to send blessings upon him. Now, it is that person's choice whether he recites more or less." Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Once a veiled woman who had a child cradled to her chest, she stood by a certain monastery, a darbar, and she was weeping profusely. She was crying a lot. A little boy approached and sympathetically he asked this veiled woman, "Dear lady, why are you crying?" This woman replied, "My son, my husband had passed away from this world, but he did not have his desire fulfilled of witnessing his little son. At that time, this child was in my womb, and up until now, he was the survivor of his father and the principle of my life. He had suddenly fallen ill, so I brought him to this darbar, this monastery, for spiritual cures, but he died on the way. However, I have still presented myself here at this darbar, this monastery, whilst maintaining great hope, because I know that the wali, the saint, the friend of Allah of this monastery is very close to Allah Azza wa Jal, and anything is possible via his blessed gaze. But the saint has advised me to make sabr, to keep patience." And he went inside. After saying this, the woman again began to cry profusely. This little boy's heart became very soft and he proclaimed the following merciful words, "Your baby is not dead. He is still alive. Look, he is breathing." Without any hesitation, this saddened and grief-stricken mother, she moved the blanket from her son, who was dead at the time. She moved the blanket from the child's corpse, and to her amazement, she found that the little baby was indeed alive and playing with his hands and his feet. At that moment, the saint, the wali of that darbar and monastery, he came out. Witnessing that the baby was alive, he understood what had taken place. The saint, he took his stick and approached the little boy and said, "You have started revealing the secrets inscribed by the holy pen so early?" The boy then ran into the direction of the graveyard, and the aged saint ran behind him. Upon entering the graveyard, the little boy shouted, "O people of the graveyard, please help me." When the saint reached the graveyard, he was shocked to see 300 dead bodies that had come out of their graves and had shielded this little boy, who was standing with a smile on his moonlit face. The saint looked at the boy and he exclaimed, "My son, I cannot achieve your rank, and therefore I surrender myself before you according to your will. Do you know who the little boy was? His name was Abdul Qadir, who later became famously known with the title of Ghawse Azam, alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram. And that saint was his maternal grandfather, Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our Ghawse Pak, our Ghawse Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was indeed a waliullah by birth. He was born a waliullah, a friend and saint of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is evident from many karamat, many marvels and miracles manifested during his childhood itself. Let us listen to a few of his karamat and marvels and miracles. When Ghawth-e Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, his pious mother used to say Alhamdulillah after sneezing, he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi would reply Yarhamukillah from the womb of his mother. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi came into this world on a Monday, the first of Ramadan al-Mubarak, at the time of dawn. His lips were moving. They were moving very slowly, and he was heard saying, Allah, Allah, Azza wa Jal. On the day of his birth, 1,100 boys were born in Jilan Sharif, and all of them became friends and saints of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, Ghawth-e Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, kept the first fast on the day that he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was born. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, did not feed on his mother's milk until sunset. This is when the fast is broken. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, kept all the fasts of that month. When Ghawth-e Pak, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was made to sit with a saint, another wali, to practice his first recitation of Bismillah at the age of just 5 years old, he recited A'udhu, Ta'awudh, and Bismillah, and then recited from the first para, the first juz, right up to the 18th juz, the 18th para of the glorious Quran. That saint, he said, my dear son, please read some more, read ahead. He, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, replied to the saint, this is all that I have memorized from my mother. She also memorized this much. When I was in the womb of my mother would recite the glorious Quran up to the 18th juz and part of the glorious Quran. So I too memorized this much by listening to her from the womb of the mother. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Whenever Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah ta'ala ali would intend to play, as normally children do, he rahmatullah ta'ala ali would hear a voice, a divine voice saying, O Abdul Qadir, we have not created you for playing. When he, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, used to go to the madrasa, a voice would be heard saying, give room to Allah Azza wa Jal's friend. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, what is a karama? What is a marvel and a miracle? Sometimes, when thinking about a karama manifested by the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the saints, the waliullah, a person becomes victim or may become a victim to evil whisperings, waswasa, by attempting to judge them according to his own intellect and therefore becomes misguided because of these evil whisperings. Remember, a karama is such an exceptional manifestation which the human intellect cannot understand and comprehend. That is, which cannot be executed by physical means. With the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal, all the friends of Allah, the saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they acquire this ability given to them by Allah Azza wa Jal. They have this ability to manifest such wonders and miracles and marvels. Irhas is the manifestation of something which cannot be understood, like a supernatural act through a prophet, a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, before he declares his nubuwah and prophethood. And when he manifests such miracles after he has declared his nubuwah and prophethood, then it is called mu'jiza. This is of a Nabi, a prophet of Allah. If a similar unusual supernatural act is manifested by a wali, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is called karama. However, it is also called ma'una if it is exhibited by a believer, a mu'min. If such a wonder happens to be performed by a non-believer, a kafir, or an open sinner, then it is termed as istidraj. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a man came into the honorable court of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hawthi Pak, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and he had mentioned that his wife was suffering from epilepsy, a disease that we all know about, epilepsy. Hawthi Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, responded, whisper in her ear that Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi commands that depart from Baghdad. As a result, she was cured instantly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our master, our leader, the Shaykh of Sharia, the guide of Tariqah, the destroyer of Bid'ah, Al Hazrat, Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated, epilepsy is a very dreadful illness which is called Ummusubiyan, that is a disease resulting in a wild thrashing movement of the body. When the person becomes out of control, if children become victim of it, otherwise it is called Sar'a, that is epilepsy. Experiences have proved that if the disease occurs amongst those aged under 25, it is more prone to cure, whereas it will be next to impossible to rid one of that experience if the person is at an age of 25 or above. However, it is possible for it to be diminished by the karama, the marvel and miracle of a wali or a ta'weez, an amulet. He further says, epilepsy, in fact, is a mischievous jinn, a Satan, shaitan, who persecutes the human being. After a child is born, the delay in giving the adhan is often the cause of this epilepsy. Whereas having bathed the child, saying the adhan and iqama in the ears of the child instantly after the birth of the child, will protect him from epilepsy for his entire life, inshallah azza wa jal. Once in Baghdad Sharif, the disease of a plague had broken out and people began to die from this. The people of Baghdad Sharif, they went to Ghawthi Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and they requested him for assistance and help. He rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi advised them, eat the grass of the fields around my madrasa and drink the water from my well. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be cured of every disease. Allahu Akbar. The grass and the water from the well began to cure those people to such an extent that the plague set off from Baghdad Sharif completely and it never returned, it never broke out again. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is reported in Tabaqatul Kubra that Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, whoever walked past my madrasa, his torment, his adab and punishment will be curtailed on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower his mercy on him and for his sake forgive us without any accountability. Listen further. Once Sayyidina Ghawthi Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was walking along a river bank and he saw a very old, 90-year-old woman crying, weeping. One of his murideen, his disciples, informed him that this woman had only one child and she had just got him married. But while the marriage procession was returning home, the boat tipped over, it sank, drowning the bride and the groom with it. Although it has been 12 years till today, since that incident occurred, her misery has not reduced at all. She comes to this river every day and she weeps on not finding that procession. Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi felt very, very sympathetic towards this elderly woman. He raised his hands in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. A few moments had just passed. Nothing happened. Feeling some concern, he rahmatullah ta'ala ali asked, O Allah Azza wa Jal, why is there delay? It was said, a voice was heard, O my beloved one, this delay is not against destiny and fate. If we desired, the earth and the sky would have been created in a single order. But due to wisdom, they were created in 6 days. It has been 12 years since the procession drowned. The boat and the passengers don't exist anymore. The sea creatures have eaten the flesh of the humans. The constituents of their bodies have been collected and put into the bodies, and now it is time for their arrival. Those words had not yet been concluded, and all of a sudden, the boat appeared in the waters with all his features, the bride, the groom, the rest of the wedding procession, all soon sailed to the river bank. All the passengers of the boat, they went home happily after taking well wishes from Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. On hearing the marvel and karama of this, a large number of kuffar and non-believers embraced Islam on the blessed hands of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Can we see the power in Allah Azza wa Jal? Can we understand the power that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon His friends, His close and beloved ones? May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us true understanding of the deen and true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, and all awliyaullah, especially the King of awliyaullah, Ghawth-e Pak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.